We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
It's that time of night, you can't stay uptight. So come and join the people and I'm feeling all right. Here on Overnight America. Overnight America.
Man, I'm just happy it's the weekend. I'm sure you are too. We're just 50 minutes away from the weekend, roughly. Or at least I am. So, please, my excitement, I can barely contain myself at a time like this. I got a couple of clips I wanted to play for you that I really didn't have much time to do earlier. And I just thought, maybe I'll go through a few of these. And then I have a couple of replays from earlier, including Brad Young, our friend from Harris, Dahl, Fisher & Young, talking about the Supreme Court decision with President Trump's tax records and also in Oklahoma. I really don't know how that's going to play out in Oklahoma. I am very confused. You are probably confused, too. So it's a good thing we got Brad Young to break that down. Also, our friend Trish Gazelle on our sister station, KEZK. I thought this would be a fun conversation, asking her about men's makeup. You may learn something new about me in that conversation, too. So it's something you're not going to want to miss. So the whole idea of kids going back to school, what's going to happen with that, and the guidelines that'll be put forth. I'm hoping that we get more details on those guidelines here soon, because we've got a couple of outlined ideas of what's going to be happening, at least in the county. I don't know if the city has put any guidelines out yet, but I think July 20th was the date that most of them were trying to shoot for. And considering that it's about, by July 20th, you're a month out of school starting, there's a lot of eager parents trying to figure out how exactly this is going to look. And I'm hoping that it does look at least somewhat normal when it comes to traditional school year. Part of this was CNN's Joe Johns on the CDC school guidelines, giving some opinions on that.
So what are the guidelines? We have a thumbnail and pretty brief. Wear masks 6 feet apart on the desks and classrooms. That seems to be one of the big problems because of classroom space. Stay home when appropriate, stagger arrival, dismissal times, and have backup plans.
Yeah. So, right, really, the idea that we're going to be able to retrofit schools as if we're building them from scratch is probably a no-go. I think that's pretty clear. I think what we need to do, of course, is make sure the teachers are protected too. So we got the ways the kids will be operating. You know how difficult it's going to be, because it's like herding cats. You think you're going to be able to get all the kids to do all these things. So that's why you have to be really careful when it comes to the protection of those teachers. But that's the thing that's going to be really scary, too. Here's from the CDC, Robert Redfield.
I want to clarify, really what we're providing is different reference documents. So our guidelines are our guidelines. It's not a revision of the guidelines. It's just to provide additional information to help the schools be able to use the guidance that we put forward.
Yeah, and these are best practices on how they're going to be able to do this. Even during the press conferences at the White House today, talking about schools reopening.
Because there's a way to safely do it, and there's a lot at stake. You know, I mentioned the 67,000 pediatricians represented by the American Academy of Pediatrics who say it's imperative schools reopen. That was underscored by another 1,500 United Kingdom pediatricians. The costs are high when, you know, your network, CNN, is reporting about child abuse. I mentioned the study yesterday. It was a good piece by CNN that in Massachusetts alone, reports of alleged child abuse dropped almost 55%, because when kids are not in school, a lot of times we don't catch that abuse. The costs are too high to keep schools shut down. They can safely reopen. Even the American Academy of Pediatrics believes that, and the president's going to stand on the side of the child always.
Okay, so that was the answer from the White House. Joe Biden was asked for his opinion.
I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun.
Now, don't worry, I'm not going to put you through that, the whole thing. But you get it. I haven't pulled that bit in a while. Also, Dr. Fauci talking about maybe a need in pausing some of the things we're seeing. You see that cover story, one of them that's at KMOX.com right now regarding St. Charles County? They're looking at an influx of people that have been, you know, an uptick of people that have been testing positive in this. So are they going to need to change some of their ways? So Dr. Fauci, what are we going to do in some of these hot areas?
I would hope we don't have to resort to shutdown. I think that would be something that is obviously an extreme. I think it would not be viewed very, very favorably, even by the states and the cities involved. Rather than think in terms of reverting back down to a complete shutdown, I would think we need to get the states pausing in their opening process, looking at what did not work well, and try to mitigate that. I don't think we need to go back to an extreme of shutting down.
And even when it comes to pausing, I think you're looking at specific areas that are having issues right now. It's not necessarily the entire state. You'll see that one area, one city, one region, those are the ones that are starting to have the issues. And that's where the red alarms start to go when they're seeing an uptick in these cases. That's what I think you should be following there. So it might not be a full-blown total pause or total shutdown for everyone. Just look at the areas that need it. That might be the best place to start with something like this. And why would there be an uptick in those areas and not others? What are the ones that are doing it right and who are doing it wrong? And what are those traits that are working right now? Coming up in a moment, Brad Young from Harris, Dahl, Fisher & Young. He breaks down the Supreme Court justice's decision today. There's actually a couple of different ones. Two different ones that regarded President Trump's tax returns. And a third one that had to do with Oklahoma. And wow, the implications on this one, I'm still trying to figure this one out. Good thing we're replaying our interview with Brad Young coming up next on Overnight America.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
OX. Couple decisions coming down from the Supreme Court today. Joining us now, our friend Brad Young.
Hey, good evening, sir.
From Harris, Dahl, Fisher & Young. And another, is this the third time this week we've had you on because of all the different Supreme Court decisions that were going on?
Yeah, you kept me busier than a mosquito in a nudist colony.
My producer Mike and I were kind of joking off the air. We were thinking about other names for the Supreme Court. What if we said the Court Supreme, which sounds more like a Taco Bell item than anything else?
So, it does, or a dessert.
Or a dessert, yeah. So there was a couple of different decisions that came down today. One had to do with the taxes, the tax records of President Trump. There was actually two different ones, and you actually broke it down last night on the show, and it turns out you nailed that one. You knew exactly what was going to happen, so good for you.
Yeah, you know, it's really hard to be right as often as I am. It's a curse, Ryan. It's truly a curse.
So if we can describe or at least talk about what happened today, the decision with Congress and the decision in New York when it came to President
Sure.
Trump's tax records.
Right. I mean, those are two different cases. And again, we talked about it last night. But here's the gist of it. The Supreme Court said with regard to let's do the easiest one first. With regard to the state of New York issuing a subpoena to Deutsche Bank and others to get his tax records in conjunction with an investigation and a grand jury investigation, the court said, and I think they got it right, that, of course, the president's not above the law. If there's an investigation, that investigation should move forward, and they can get those records. But those records will only go to the state's attorney in New York, city of New York, or the New York City, and it will go only to the grand jury. So at that point, they're not going to be released publicly. Grand jury testimony or records cannot be released. If they are, it's a violation of law, and those people can go to jail. And the most important factor is that there's no way it could happen between now and the November election. So that's the one case that the Supreme Court ruled. I think they got it right. The other case involving the Congress is a little more complex. Congress, particularly the House of Representatives, subpoenaed the records. Of course, they didn't have any real reason. They said it was for some negligible legislative intent, but they never articulated or voiced any real legislative purpose for getting the records. They just wanted to get the records. And the Supreme Court held 7-2, but really it was 9-0. But it was 7-2 that said no. And this case goes back to 1880, Robert cited case law going back to 1880, that Congress can use its investigative powers to issue subpoenas and call witnesses, but only if it aids in a legislative function. Mm-hmm. Congress cannot investigate solely to embarrass or expose behavior for the purposes of just going after another branch of government. So 7-2, the Supreme Court sent it back down to some lower courts, but effectively it eliminates the entire legal issue because in Congress, subpoenas only last as long as that Congress is sitting. So once this Congress ends in December, those subpoenas are null and void, and they have to issue whole new subpoenas going around next term.
Interesting. So those were the two things that happened, and you nailed both of them 2-for-2. It's pretty good batting average, if I don't say so myself. So that's very nice. I don't know if you keep a record. Do you have like a tally somewhere where you write down the ones you get right and wrong? You have a batting average for that?
No batting average. That would be very, very difficult to do, particularly when you've got Justice Roberts, I think, flipping coins these days to determine which side he's going to go on. That's kind of hard to predict.
Yeah, I wonder what their personal libraries look like, their law book libraries. They must have some crazy things to research because you have to go back to the, 1800s for that one to find case law? I don't know. It seems like they really have a lot of resources.
Well, don't forget, they got people for that. Okay.
Yes, they do.
When you're at the Supreme Court, you've got people for everything. So they got lots of folks researching those issues. So going back to 1880 is not a problem when you got a whole staff of people doing the work for you.
Not bad. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I believe, was there when it happened, so she might have just remembered from her own personal recollection.
Maybe she brought it up. She said, "Hey, remember? I remember that. I was a little kid then, but sure, I remember when that case happened." Didn't think of that.
Brad Young from Harris, Dahl, Fisher & Young. The other thing the Supreme Court ruled was about Oklahoma. This is an interesting one because I have a hard time understanding the implications because they ruled. Did they rule that half of Oklahoma belongs to the Native Americans?
Well, kind of. I mean, this is a very, very complex case, Ryan, and I'm going to break it down as simply as I can, but the implications are profound. So in essence, what the Supreme Court said was this, and then let me set up the facts. An individual was convicted, Mr. McGirt was convicted under state law for murder. And so he appealed, stating that the courts had no jurisdiction over him because he was of the Creek Indian tribe, and there was a treaty that the United States government had with the Creek Indian tribe from 1850, stating that they're its own nation, and it's only subject to the laws of the federal government. Well, Oklahoma didn't become a state until 1907, so the Creek Nation, according to this treaty, predated the state of Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
So it went all the way up, and Justice Gorsuch this time was the one who switched and voted with liberals instead of Justice Roberts, holding that that treaty, it means something. A treaty is enforceable. And so, therefore, the state of Oklahoma, the laws of the state of Oklahoma do not apply to individuals of the Creek Nation when they're on Creek Nation property. And that comprises about one half of the state of Oklahoma, the eastern half of the state of Oklahoma. So
that is,
the ramifications are profound. They're profound.
That really surprises me. The first thing that comes to mind is whoever that guy hired as a lawyer is a really good lawyer because that is quite
a feat. Oh, he's good. I hope he was
really
paid well.
So what does that mean, though? Because
very well, because he earned it.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people living in that part of the country, and for the Supreme Court to come out and say, well, okay, well, I guess this is the law now, and this is what's going to happen, what really happens then?
That's a great question. You know, I spent a good part of the day today looking into this, and the opinions are wide and varied. The bottom line is this. These individuals can still be charged and convicted under federal law, and for Mr. McGirt, that's probably what's going to happen for him, is he's going to be now charged under federal law, and we start all over again. But the implications are profound in this way. What do we do about state licensing laws? What do we do about liquor ordinances? What do we do about any sort of state or local ordinance, municipal ordinance, laws against, you name it, spitting on the sidewalk to speeding, okay? If someone's now speeding, can they get a traffic ticket invalidated if they're a member of the Creek Nation and they happen to be on Creek land? We don't know. I mean, the implications of this would seem to suggest that it would invalidate all Oklahoma state laws, and now you'll have other Indian Nation tribes who will be asserting this same type of sovereignty argument. So it's going to encompass a very large swath of Oklahoma, and the litigation on this will go on for years.
Wow, yeah. So what does the layout of the Supreme Court, when it comes to this decision, they don't really put a blueprint together of what this means. They just rule on that one individual case, and then what, everyone else has to sort out what happens after that?
Yeah, this is a legal grenade that was thrown into the room is really what this is, and they tossed the grenade in and then started running. So yeah, it's going to be left for lower courts. It's going to be left for state courts and other federal courts to really apply the implications of this decision in many, many ways, many of which I'm sure the Supreme Court did not even anticipate during oral arguments or writing the briefs.
Yeah, no kidding. So this is huge. So ultimately, immediately at least, there is no changes, but there could be many more challenges and people using this precedent to try to defend themselves in the future. That could be the most likely scenario.
Yeah, you know, if I'm doing 50 and a 35, I'm bringing this case up. You know, if I'm living in Oklahoma and I get pulled over, I'm going to say, hey, you know what? That law doesn't apply to me, pal. So,
what does it take to be a member of a tribe? Could they just like sell memberships and then all of a sudden the people are, they're like immune to taxes and all these other crimes and things?
Well, that's the other issue that's raised by this, because the court doesn't define what is a member of the Creek Indian Nation. So I don't know if you have to have, you know, would Elizabeth Warren qualify to, to be in this? I mean, I don't think so.
Woods,
she has one thousandth of a percent of Indian blood in her DNA, so I don't know if that would qualify her or not, but that's something else that's going to have to be litigated. What qualifies a person to be a member of the Creek Indian Nation or the Choctaw or whether any of the other Indian nations that are comprised in Oklahoma? Again, we don't know, and it'll be left for other courts to litigate that and to figure that out.
Yeah, I'm going to just throw this prediction out there. Anyone living in that area, you're going to see a huge influx of DNA testing going on to find their heritage, to see if they can somehow
lump themselves. I think I'm going to buy stock in 23andMe right now. I think I'm going to go out and buy some stock.
Brad Young from Harris Dahl Fisher & Young, I'm so glad you came back on, and thank you for all the appearances this week.
Hey, my pleasure, my friend. Always happy to help.
And he joins us on the TDK Technologies guest line on Overnight America KMO.
Knowles.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Joining us now from our sister station, KEZK. Very happy to have back Trish Gazelle. Thank you so much for coming on to KMOX.
Hi, Ryan. Thanks for having me.
I was looking at this one story and I thought, oh, this is definitely a Trish story. So it's something
that's
that
scary.
Came out. It said, men's makeup goes mainstream with CVS rollout. So CVS is going to start offering cosmetics directed towards men because they say it's a growing industry. Men have been wearing makeup in the United States. We're not talking about glam rockers from the 80s. They're saying a lot of men wear makeup. They just don't like to admit it. So they want to start marketing to them and sell them makeup. Do you know any guys that wear makeup?
Not that I know of, but I mean, maybe they do and I just don't know. Did it say, like, is it foundation? Is it mascara? Is it eyeliner? Is that too in the weeds for you? And you're like, what are you talking about?
No, it says, let's see, I think it's more or less like cover-ups and foundations and stuff like that. I don't know if it's like eyeliner. Again, it's not like an 80s glam band. We're not talking Dee Snider from Twisted Sister or anything like that. But they're talking about just how guys are trying to find ways to improve blemishes, fix the upper eye bags and pimples and those sort of things. So they're taking like face makeup and they're using it in order to conceal this stuff on their face. I never once thought to use makeup. I don't know. Would you approve of guys wearing makeup?
To each his own, you know. If it makes you feel better, then feel free to do it. If, like, I was dating somebody and I noticed they had foundation on, I might go,
Okay, so you're on a first date and you go to the restaurant and you sit down and you're saying your pleasantries. Then all of a sudden you notice, wait a minute, I think he's wearing makeup. And then tell me that wouldn't be just totally derailing all of your thoughts for the rest of the night.
Yeah, that might be a turnoff for me. But again, to each his own, I have zero problem with it. Zero problem with anybody who wants to wear it. Go for it. Be you. But probably not something that would attract me to you.
Yeah, there's a lot of products out there directed towards specifically women that, you know, guys don't use. And it's interesting to think that, you know, sometimes guys accidentally pick up women's products and they realize they're not designed the same way. Like razors, for example, designed completely different between men and women for, you know, they use them, you know, the legs versus the face or something like that. So I think when guys start to think about, oh, what could cross over, it maybe they would be afraid to do that at first. But maybe there's a lot of guys out there that would think, you know, why not? There's a lot of things that we share. I, for one, of course, would never do that. I'm in the mindset where I'm just too lazy, maybe. I just don't care as much.
Listen, it ups the expectations. You guys are free to walk around however you want. You can be bald. You can be overweight. You can have blemishes. And no one says a word about it. But for women, there's just this high expectation. So you should be happy. You don't have to deal with it.
I am happy. Why would guys want to bring that on themselves? Well, you know, you're going to ruin it for the rest of us. We got a free pass when it comes to all those things you just mentioned. All of a sudden, people are going to be paying attention to these things and all of a sudden be the odd one out for not putting on makeup. I don't want to live in that world.
For sure. But, you know, lately it's totally acceptable for guys to get pedicures, to get facials.
What?
You know, to do the boat. Oh, yeah. Like, that's a big thing for guys now, to do the Botox. I mean, they're doing the skin regimen, whether you know it or not. Yeah. So
do you go into the beauty salon? Do you do your nails and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't lately, obviously, because of COVID. But pedicures, manicures, you know, you get your eyebrows waxed, you get facials. It's like a whole thing.
Have you seen men in those places?
Yeah, of course.
Really?
Wow. Yes. A lot of guys get pedicures now. I don't think it's a thing anymore. Well, you know, when you're old views, you go into the men do the outside work and the women do the inside work and the women get the facials and the men don't do anything. Now you wouldn't even look twice if you walked in the nail place and there was a guy sitting there getting a pedicure.
You know, I asked my wife and she did this for me. I asked her to get me a pedicure kit. And not because I use it like for a pedicure. They just have those little things, like those little toe separators. And sometimes my feet get really hot. And I said, man, wouldn't that be great if I can get a little airflow in between my feet?
What?
I need something to separate my toes a little bit. And it is like a life hack that I would recommend for anyone.
Wait a minute. Okay, for real? Like, we put those in between our toes so when we paint our toenails, you know, they don't press up against each other and the nail polish wears off. So you honestly have put those in between your toes to get your toes some air?
I got the kit upstairs and I thought, this is a great idea.
Wow.
How come no one's ever thought of this? You get hot feet? Don't you ever get hot feet and like a little airflow going through there? And you're like,
that is weird. You're saying a thing that most people would go, oh my God, what are you doing?
Yeah, I know. See, you're here living in 2020. I'm over here living in 2050. You know,
he
I'm like in the future.
Want some air between his toes. I mean, for God's sake, get the man some air for his
but
toes.
Doesn't that feel good? A little air between the toes on a hot day, you know, and you could separate your toes, but, you know, that takes a lot of effort and your feet get tired after a while. So I thought if I can just get something to prop them open. And my wife said, oh, like a pedicure kit. I said, yes, exactly. And now I have one upstairs. And whenever my feet get, you know, a little sweaty or whatever, pop that in there. Get a little airflow. It really calms and cools things down. Wait a minute. So am I one of those guys now that would go into CVS and go down that aisle and buy these type of products?
You pretty much just admitted it.
So basically, they're hoping I'm one of the guys that switch over and just finally say, yeah, I'll give it a try. Because, you know, I went to the pedicure aisle once. Now they're going to try to market to me and pander until I finally give in.
I think so.
You know, the true test to see if Facebook spies on you will be now after this conversation. If I start seeing a bunch of, like, men's care products popping up on my feed, then I'll know exactly they're listening to exactly
It's happened
everything.
To me so many times. It's so weird how you start talking about something, and then all of a sudden it's on Facebook.
Yeah. You know, there used to be some sort of taboo, some sort of shame to go into, a corner store and to think you're going to buy something. Oh, someone's going to see me buying this one thing or whatever it is. Not anymore. I think all shame is pretty much out the door. It feels like anything goes anymore.
Oh, I think so for sure. Like the big thing would be guys, you know, buying sanitary ish, you know, things for their wives. And now I think if you saw a guy doing that, you'd like applaud him and be like, you're so great doing that. You know, I don't think there's anything wrong or, yeah, like you said, no boundaries anymore.
Yeah, I know. And anytime I ever have to do anything embarrassing like that, I always have to say, you know, send me a photo on the phones because there's a million and a half products. I know I'll buy the wrong thing. Because this is what I don't understand, too. For women, everything's got to be specific down to the T. For guys, it's like whatever generic brand they have that's the cheapest, you grab it. You don't think twice about it and you'll make it work. But for women, it's like there's 30 different products of the exact same that do the exact same thing. And you know exactly which one you want. And if you get the wrong one, it's a complete disappointment and you would rather not use it. I don't get that.
For sure. And not only that stuff we're not mentioning, but like you said, razors or brushes or combs or things for your hair. I mean, yeah, there's so many that seem like they do the same thing, but there's that little bit different.
Yeah.
You know, that makes all the difference in the world.
See, I don't know any of that. Maybe I grew up in a time where there wasn't any luxuries like that. You got off-brand everything, and you just, if you had it, you had it. If you didn't, you didn't even know about it because it wasn't an option. So I think I feel like I grew up like a lot of other people where you just didn't have a million different options. You just had that one thing, and I kind of lived with it. Maybe I need to learn to live a little. I need to expand my horizons and try some of these luxury items.
Get some air between your toes. Go crazy.
You should try it. It's awesome. It's one of those little life's joys. It's like getting a nice cup of iced tea on a warm day and just sitting out and enjoying it.
My feet have never been that hot for that long to actually go, I need to remedy this situation. I don't know what you're doing in your house where your feet are that hot, but
you don't get hot feet?
I mean, yes, but it's not like, oh my God, my feet are so hot all the time for long periods of time where I have to find a remedy for the situation.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if it's just my body thing, but every night, it's like after a certain time, my feet get hot. It's like after 8 o'clock, naturally, my feet just get hotter. And I don't know
why
it does that. Yeah, it's like
maybe you should ask a doctor about that.
Yeah, why do my feet get hot?
Maybe it's something in your diet or I don't know.
Oh, could be. Maybe it's because I've been drinking coffee at night naturally through the working late nights. Could be something like that, but I like to take advantage of the KMOX brand name. If for something selfish like this, I'll find a doctor and say, hey, I'm with KMOX, I want to do an interview with you about hot feet. And of course it'll all be about me, and I'm the only one that'll get anything interesting out of it, but I'll be leveraging the legacy of this radio station in order to get that person to consider doing a talk or discussion on that.
Well, right now, you should tweet Ryan if you yourself suffer from hot feet so he doesn't feel bad when he has an expert on to talk about it.
Yeah.
There you go.
And one other thing real quick. I did a topic on frozen pizza a couple of weeks ago. One of my listeners.
That's a left turn.
I love it. Well, one of my listeners brought up a name of a frozen pizza they loved, and they messaged the company. And the company messaged me and said, hey, I heard you were talking about frozen pizzas. We want to send you some coupons to try our frozen pizza. So
what is it? What is it?
I don't remember what they're called.
Ryan.
Yeah. I haven't picked up the coupons yet. They mailed it to the station and I haven't been to the station
yet. I love pizza. I love frozen pizza.
It's like lots of matzah or something like that.
Oh, okay. Haven't heard of that one. No.
Apparently, they're very popular.
You get the coupons, take a picture of it and tweet it so I can see it.
They sent me 10 coupons so I can get 10 frozen pizzas, this lots of matzo.
Wow. I haven't even seen it in stores.
I guess they sell them here at Deerberg's, and they're pretty popular. People say they love them. I mean, people were calling in talking about just how great they were. So,
What's your favorite frozen pizza?
I like a cheap frozen pizza, so anything that is thin crust. I found out frozen pizza thin crust always cooks up better. I'm always disappointed by self-rising crust or whatever from the frozen
section.
Yeah,
I don't like that either.
So as long as it's a thin crust, I'm okay. I'm not too picky when it comes to anything. So
do Lena's. Get a Lena's or a Dogtown's always good.
Oh, yeah. Lena's has messaged me, so they're the Emo's pizza, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they messaged me also. It's amazing how many people are interested in frozen pizza. It's a great topic. So maybe at the radio station, if you open up the fridge and see about 10 frozen pizzas sitting in there, probably one of them is mine, and you are free to grab them.
Awesome. I can't wait to try it. Lots of matzah?
Yeah, lots of matzah. Pretty good. Trish Gazelle, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Yeah, thanks.
And she joins us on the TDK Technologies guest line on Overnight America.
100 years.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Wow, this night is almost over. And the weekend's almost here. I hope you're excited for it. I feel pretty good about it. You know, next week I'm going to be out on vacation for a few days. I'm going to a friend's wedding. So on Wednesday and Thursday, I believe Brad Young is filling in those days. And then maybe he's going to be here on Sunday. There's a couple of days where he can't fill in. But I'm off on Wednesday, Thursday, and then Sunday and Monday of next week. Pretty excited to take a few days off. And then I'll be filling in on our sister station, 97.1, for a few days. That'll be happening that following week. So, wow. I mean, maybe some time before we talk to each other. But I'll be back again this Sunday and Monday and Tuesday of next week, a three-day work week. Ain't too shabby. And I'm going to enjoy this weekend. If it wasn't so hot, this is what I find myself. The older I get, I realize that I'm not young anymore, and I can't go out and do a million things out in the 95-degree weather when it feels like it's 100 and some degrees. So if I walk the dog and mow the lawn and try to pull some weeds and things and then just do some odd and jobs around the yard and then clean the pool, if I do all of those things, by the end of the day, my body is like, you spent too much time out there. Back when I was younger, I could spend all day in the sun, perfect complexion. I mean, I had just it looked like I spent the whole day in the sun, and it wouldn't bother me one bit, and probably never drank water that whole time, only drank 7-Eleven Slurpees. One more time from Kevin Killeen, his whole nother story from today. I thought this was a good one, talking about some of the protests that are going on in downtown St. Louis outside of City Hall.
They played loud music not far from the mayor's window. They sat around by day under the shade trees drinking cold water. About 30 sleeping tents were pitched here and there, some around the statue of General Ulysses S. Grant. This homeless man was trying to get some ants out of a box of donuts.
They're just the small ants, though.
They're small ants, yes.
There's always a hardship when you're camping.
Camping is, it's getting back to nature, though.
What attracts you to camp on the lawn right outside the mayor's window?
I just believe in what these people are trying to fight for, or to try to let out in the open.
What are they trying to fight for and let out in the open?
It's basically what the mayor is doing within the police force. They're kind of, instead of policing, they're being militant.
A spokesperson for the protesters, Sarah Watkins, was asked, what exactly are their demands?
Yes, we want Lyda Crewson to resign as mayor of St. Louis immediately. We want to protect the unhoused and stop tent encampments from being evicted. We want to defund the police.
All of this was jarring for people just passing by. You know, people going to City Hall to get their license plates renewed. They didn't know which side of the building they could get in on. Or these two women walking to their cars after work.
Ladies, what do you think about all these tents here?
They have their own opinion. I've got mine. But
yeah, you seem like a well-mannered person with doilies under the lamps at home and things are calm. What do you think of all this upheaval we're in lately?
It's horrible. There's too much things going on in this world.
What would you like to see happen?
Peace. Everybody mind their own business.
Like me, go away.
Yes.
With a whole other story, I'm Kevin Killeen.
Like me. Go away. Another great whole nother story from Kevin. You know I enjoyed those so much. Wow, we did a lot these last couple of hours on Overnight America. I even slipped in the Joe Biden Hairy Legs song. But I'm not going to subject you to that one last time. Don't worry about it. Did I really get to everything? We got about a minute here. How about message to the young people in Los Angeles there, Mayor Garcetti?
Today, more than 50% of the people who are testing positive in Los Angeles County are between 18 and 40 years of age. Remember just a few weeks back, it was 30%. Then when I talked to you last week, it was 40%. Today, 50% of those cases are with our younger Angelenos. So to young Angelenos and Angelenos under 40, please do your part for all of us. To parents, I need your help. I need you to keep your children away from parties and gatherings with their friends. I know it's the summertime and our muscle memory goes back to being together, to want to hang out with one another, to thinking, well, I don't know anybody who's been sick or in the hospital, so I'm probably okay. This isn't complicated. Do not get together with someone who's not in your household.
Well, that's a pretty rational and calm way to present that, and I think it's also one of the reasons why some of these major cities find themselves in trouble, because they don't really have someone that talks calmly. So I can see why he is somewhat brought up as, you know, politicians they point to. Los Angeles, definitely a different approach than New York City, who a lot of people are just not buying any of it. Politicizing it at all is crazy. Well, that about does it for us here on Overnight America. Enjoy the rest of your night. Enjoy your weekend. We'll be back again Sunday night, and I hope that you get some nice rest. Take it easy. Drink water. It's going to be hot. And if you want to talk to me since then, just go to Facebook, Ryan Recker Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.